Some of you may remember our profile last fall of Dr. Regina Benjamin, the South Alabama doctor who was struggling to get her rural health care clinic back open after Hurricane Katrina. After months of cleanup, fundraising, and rebuilding, she was all set to reopen the clinic in Biola Battery, but she got a call early New Year's Day with bad news. The building was ablaze. Dr. Regina Benjamin joins us now. Hello.
Hi, Debbie.
Sorry to hear about your building.
Oh, thanks.
Can you tell us what happened?
I got that phone call that you just described. You know, we had gotten all of our renovations going since Hurricane Katrina, and it really looked nice. And on Saturday, New Year's Eve day, we were starting to move over our medical records, our charts, our files, some of the heavier furniture like exam tables and things like that, our computer. And I worked my staff until about 3, and of course they're saying it's New Year's, we want to get off. And about 3:30, I did a walk through the building to make sure everything was ready, was clear. Turned off each light in the room and turned off the air conditioning and checked everything. And then left. And I was on call, so I worked that night and was home, and about 6:30 got a phone call saying we need a key holder to come to the clinic. And so I drove down to Biola Battery to give them a key, was what I was thinking. And when I got there, you didn't need a key. There was no building much. A couple of walls on the side were kind of standing. And so it was a real letdown. I kind of sunk and saw the smoke coming. It was pretty devastating.
Was everything lost?
Yes, it's a total loss. All those records, we had recreated about 2,000 of our medical records.
These are the ones that had been soaked by Katrina.
Right, the ones that had been soaked, and we had to redo them, and we had redone about 2,000 of them. And we kept about 3 or 4 boxes. We were getting scanned into a computer, so we had about 3 or 4 boxes of those. Other than those, they're all gone. And, you know, we always see patients regardless of their ability to pay. But some people had insurance, and so we were going to bill on the ones who had insurance. The others we did not charge. But all those billings were lost, too. And so we just start over.
Do you have any idea what caused the fire?
No, the investigations are going on. The fire marshal and the ATF are investigating, but haven't found a source yet.
You know, you've been in that community for a long time now. Biola Battery is a little, I call it a fishing village. The seafood industry is prominent there. It's a very small town. How have your patients reacted to this news?
They've been so caring. You know, they'll walk up and they'll hug us. They cry. One mother and her daughter yesterday brought us a card by, and I was just looking at it. She brought us a card and with cash in it, almost $200. This family does not have money to be giving away. And they brought it to us. And we were just so touched because the mother is basically disabled with arthritis. And the daughter, you know, she has her own medical problems too. And we were all in tears because this family took what little they have to give us.
Your clinic was first damaged by Hurricane George back in 1998. You got it back together. Then Hurricane Katrina washed through it. And now this. How do you cope with all that?
One day at a time. I had the opportunity to go to Thailand as a guest at the Ford Foundation. They sent about 5 or 6 of us to Thailand, Phuket, Thailand, to look at how they responded to the tsunami. And what I saw there was that they had so many deaths. They had hundreds of thousands of people to die. We didn't have any deaths. And they're rebounding. And I figure if they can overcome their adversity, we certainly can do the same.
Dr. Regina Benjamin of the Biola Battery Rural Health Clinic in South Alabama. Thank you so much for sharing with us, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Debbie.